Continuing with understanding this concept of Elokei Yitzchak, the Sfasemus and Pashas Vayera makes reference to the fact that we know the Yitzchak's name comes from the word laughter. Tzchaikas ali Elokeim kol Hashemei Yitzchak li. Says the Sfasemus, therefore, if Yitzchak is a name of laughter, Yitzchak is the idea of Simcha. And he quotes the Chidushi Arim, the idea of Yitzchak is to be able to laugh at the Yetzer Hara. That if a person has Gevura, inner strength, then they will laugh at the strategies of the Yetzer Hara. It's true. For others, the Yetzer Hara might seem like an insurmountable mountain. But a person that has Gevura is able just to chuckle and laugh at the Yetzer Hara and think, ah, you think you're going to get me with that? No chance. I'm so much stronger. To render the Yetzer Hara laughable. For sure, that's a madriga to get to. It might be an aspiration, v'titzchak liyom achron, having the last laugh. Az yamale sechayk pinu. Then, and only then, in the future, will our mouths really be full of laughter. And the idea of laughing at a Yetzer Hara might seem very far off. But it's something to aspire to. To be able to laugh down evil. To understand we'll have the last laugh. You're throwing everything at us. But we have Gvura. We have Yira. We have inner strength. We have fear of Hashem. We have Yira that comes from Re'iyah, that we see reality clearly. We understand what this is all about. We understand that the Yetzer Hara is just a test. And therefore we stay strong, we stay firm. We're able to laugh about it. And so Sfasemus goes further. And says Yitzchak is Dafka the Midah, the character trait of Yira and Pachad. And therefore, it's possible that a person that has this Midah of Yira Shamayim and fear of heaven will look very severe and look very austere. And nothing's making them happy. And that's why it's Yitzchak. Someone that really fears Hashem can truly be happy because they're not fearing anything else. Yitzchak is ready to give up his life and pay the ultimate sacrifice. And he's besimcha. He has more simcha, says the Sfasemus, than simcha sarasha behevlei ha'ilam, than any wicked person will have for any of the superficial pleasures in this world. Yitzchak is plugged into something so much deeper, something so much more satisfying. Yitzchak is besimcha, and it's evident on his face. So yes, we have to internalize Yirat Shamayim and Gvura, but it needs to express itself with simcha. Ashreinu v'toi chalkeinu, we're so happy with what we do, we're so happy with our lot, so happy with what our purpose and mission is in life. The people that see us just see pure simcha. Even though it's coming from a place of tremendous inner strength, and that itself is a strategy to vanquish the Yetzer Hara.